College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Chris in Northeast Philadelphia. Christopher, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Chris, can you hang on 1 second? I'm going to put you on hold for about 5 to 10 seconds. So let me just say this. James, I often encourage people to watch our show on YouTube.
You do.
What in the last 5 seconds would people watching our show on YouTube have just noticed?
Did Jody do something? I wasn't looking that way.
I was getting ready to go. I thought he was throwing a play.
Oh, is Jody about to leave the studio?
Jody took off the headphones, got out of the chair, was ready to smoke up. You know, cigarette style.
Gotta get it while you can, brother.
You could just tell Mac Man was ready to hit the road.
I absolutely was. I still don't know. You don't go to break the same time every hour.
Yes, we do. You have a sheet in front of you that has them on there.
We never break at 7:58.
That's why I give you that sheet, Jody. Look at the sheet. It says the break time. Do you see?
Oh, shoot. This is the wrong sheet.
And Jody, what I just did, and Jody, you should know this in radio world. What I did was called a reset. I'm resetting. Hey, we got the little Eagles. What are you excited about the upcoming season? Bryce's big day. Fritz's big day. Hey, by the way, we'll play more audio of what Fritz said. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. And while we do, Jody, get your butt back here. Anyway, this
at
is
least
what...
At least I didn't get out of the studio like last week.
Like last week.
all
Jody
jokes aside,
leave last
this
week.
Is why you should watch our show on YouTube. There's stuff that, you know, if I didn't stop the show to point it out, you wouldn't know by just listening. By the way, get the questions and comments in on YouTube. We'll try to get to some of them in the 8 o'clock hour. All right, Chris in Northeast Philly, a good sport during this call. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, respect, Jody. You got to get one in where you can fit one in, so no worries. And respect to you too, Joe, because I employ a similar strategy to the McDonald's one, except I usually look for a Target, because even though they're, like, less common, I feel like the bathrooms are usually cleaner in my experience.
So. Well, yeah, and a big store has to have a bathroom. You know, the superstores have to have a bathroom, so that's a go-to as well.
So,
you got your list. Your Costco's, your Target's.
I can tell you guys know.
Your Walmart's.
It's like bathroom hunters.
You can't have a Walmart and not have a bathroom. I mean, if you got to go, you got to go. I mean, it is what it is.
All right. So I was in attendance yesterday at Plymouth White Marsh, and yeah, it was a blast. It was a fun time. You guys did a great job. But the reason I was able to be in attendance, I got off work because I had a doctor's appointment around 10 o'clock, and it was an eye doctor. So I came right from the eye doctor to the field. And I'm telling you, I got good news back on my eyes. And I'm telling you, without a doubt, there were some high strikes that were called yesterday, and I did not like it.
So I sensed there were a couple. I will tell you this, Chris. It was a little hard for me in the moment to fully read it, meaning like, is it or not? So here's what I knew going in. The ump had said, both on the air and off the air to us, that he'd be about 2 to 3 inches above the belly button as the high part of the zone, highest part of the zone. And I can respect the fact that, like, you know, we know Major League Baseball, it's going to be, like, right around the belt. And I've always considered that a little low, but it's, you know, what it is. You know, look, when you're at a lower level of baseball, I think it's important to give the pitcher some leeway because otherwise you're just going to have too many walks. So I'm not saying some of them maybe shouldn't have been balls, but I did know it was more of an expanded zone than you're used to with Major League Baseball. I accepted that going in. And, you know, whether the ump called it exactly to the tee or not, I'm not sure. But I knew it was a bigger zone than you might have known.
Now, in all seriousness, though, you guys both impressed me. Like, I thought Jack did a great job. Joe, I thought you acquitted yourself well. You put some balls in play. You swung the bat.
Not really. I appreciate that, but not really.
I mean, you weren't great, but I mean, most people. Look, did you hear what Spike said? He said you were infinitely better than he thought you were going
to
be.
Yeah, but I will tell you this: I was infinitely worse than I expected to be. Like, I'm not saying this to have sour grapes. I don't want anyone to interpret it this way because people could have this as the headline. I know I could have been better, and I know I should have been better. I just wasn't.
Well, I will say what surprised me was your swing from the left-handed side. I thought it looked smoother and like more natural than the right-handed.
I have
swing.
Always felt more. I have more power from the right, and I feel I have more a more level, smooth, natural swing from the left.
Yeah. The left-handed swing looked good. You put one in the air. I mean, it was fail, but you put one in the air from the left side.
Yep. All right, Chris, give me like this competition. What else is silly but fun?
All right, I think I got one that might win, but I'm already going to a different concert tonight, so don't give it to me. But I'm going to best fanatic in sports, the Philly best mascot in sports, the Philly Fanatic.
Philly Fanatic's a good answer, man. So he says he doesn't want to win because he can't use the tickets.
Doesn't want to win.
Yeah, but Philly Fanatic's a big answer for sure. Speaking of answers, let's get to the answer of how the afternoon show started yesterday. When they kicked off their show, short time after Jack had won, and Ike really leaned into it, and good for him, and good for Fritz. And here's how it went down.
He left it all out there. Eight up, eight down, 30 pitches, 22 strikes, five strikeouts. It's 1-1 because Jack Fritz beat Joe DeCamera today in dominating fashion. There he is.
There we go.
Ike Fritz. Ike Reese, rather. How you feeling, brother? Sorry. It's
victory! Now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Had to be a special day today to bring that out.
Yeah.
I don't bring that out for anyone but the Midnight Green. And for my boy, Jackie Baseball, to go out there and do what he did today under these conditions, under these circumstances, got to tip my cap to you, my brother. Listen, shout out to Joe DeCamera. He put up a valiant effort, but it wasn't good enough. This is Jack's element. He was in his wheelhouse, and it showed today.
Jack did great. It did show. And Ike, that was the first time Ike had pulled out the victory since
Super Bowl, yeah.
February 10th, 2025.
Doesn't do that for regular Philly games on the nightly?
No, not on the nightly.
Oh, no voice.
Maybe a playoff game. You know? Maybe a playoff game he'd do it. So great job by Fritz yesterday. He certainly earned it, to say the least. He really bounced back. He showed guts. Because, you know, it does take some guts to get out there, especially being down 0-1. And with a lot of people thinking he's just flat out soft and a choker. And he answered the bell. Good for him. Let's listen to Fritz as he kind of began to talk about it in greater detail, what he said yesterday.
It was a good day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to feel my elbow tomorrow. We left it all on the line. But, man, we had to do what we had to do. Could tell early it was going to go a certain way. If as long as I threw strikes,
yep.
I felt pretty confident. But man, 8-0. I'm glad it was 8-0. I'm glad I didn't mess around and hit him.
Yep.
You know, I wanted straight domination, and I got straight domination.
Sure did. All credit to Fritz. He got the job done. Look, you can weigh in whether you were there or not, and many, many, many hundreds were, and we appreciate that. It was very gratifying to see so many listeners. I was trying both before and especially after to talk to as many people as possible. I'm sorry I couldn't get to everybody, but try to interact with as many people as possible. We appreciate you being there. And look, this thing rolls on. We're just 1-1. And in my opinion, I'm on track. Would have loved to have won yesterday. Would have felt incredibly confident with my likelihood to win this thing if I had won yesterday. I lost fair and square. I knew I had to steal one of the first two, in which he'd be a favorite in golf and baseball. I did steal one of the first two. Win tennis, win basketball, win this thing's 2-2, and be crowned champ. And that's what I intend to do. But look, credit to Fritz. Thank you to Plymouth White Marsh High School, both for hosting us, their beautiful field, and their team for being in the field. By the way, their third baseman, I don't know his name, but shout out to that dude who played some really nice third base. Two of them were fairly routine. One of them was not. Now, Jody, I couldn't see the one because the third one I hit to third base, you know, I got to run down the first baseline. I can't see it. I sensed off the bat it was going to be a harder play.
Yeah.
People told me it was. What did that one look like? And by the way, first baseman, a nice dig also. So tell people that missed it what that one looked like.
And that's where I was going. The first baseman actually saved the day. We would have had to make a decision on hit
error. Yeah.
It kind of hung in the balance, and the first baseman scooped it. I was actually a little surprised because I said this to the people that I talked to before the game started. That field was pristine.
That was great.
Not only is it artificial, but the dirt all the way around was like perfection. And I said, well, that's not good because Joe's not going to get a bad hop base hit. I was kind of hoping for that being a potential somewhere along the line.
It's also part of why I didn't bunt.
I felt
bunting on turf would not be wise.
And the third baseman was playing relatively in.
I showed it at one point to try to bring him more in. I on a pitch I knew I was going to take, I showed bunt just to show it. And I might have bunted if we were on grass, but being on turf, I knew it wouldn't be wise.
It was a smart move by you not to. It seemed to have taken a slight bit of a bad bounce, which I didn't think was possible on that field as good as it looked. And I did a nice play, knocked it down, picked it up, fired the first, and the first baseman had to make a really nice scoop.
Yeah.
Of the three ground outs you had, that was the only one that was relatively close at first base.
Yeah.
And if the first baseman doesn't come up with it, you would have been safe. So that was, you got to give a nod to both the third baseman and first baseman from the high school.
Yeah, that was
team.
A big sequence because that was the fourth at bat. And when I didn't get that one, it's like, all right, the numbers are really starting to work against me. You know, I'm starting to run out of time, so to speak. Well, look, great job by Fritz. Congrats to him. Also, thanks, like I said, to Plymouth White Marsh's high school baseball team and their school for housing us. The umpire was great. WIP staff as well. There's a lot of people that work here that you don't necessarily know of, but people, you know, behind the scenes, as you often hear the phrase, that were out there doing a ton of stuff, and we appreciate that. And, of course, everyone that showed up. It was, while it was a bummer for me to lose, it was remarkably gratifying to see so many people out there interacting with our show and station, and we truly appreciate it. Well, future president would be nice, but my more immediate focus is future winner of the Joe versus Jack competition, which I do believe I will win.
What is next?
3-2 Tennis is next.
Oh, tennis. Oh, you got that.
And then running, and then basketball. We do five questions with the Mac man when he's in. I got all support from Jody Mac. The question is whether he thinks I will win. Sir, Mac man, question two. When all is said and done, with tennis, running, and basketball up ahead. And basketball is going to be one-on-one up to 11. Jody Mack, who will win overall, me or Fritz?
Here's why I have to give some credit to James. I appreciated your effort yesterday. I didn't know. I thought there was a chance when Jack came out and started throwing strikes. Let me put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
When you went down on strikes first at bat.
Yep.
And he really didn't look like he was having any control problems.
No, he didn't.
I thought you were in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And it proved right. You went down 0-8.
By the way, which is why third at bat I swung on the first pitch. Like, I knew early, because my plan early was to take a lot of pitches and make him throw strikes. But I knew by the third at bat, I better be prepared to swing first pitch if this keeps happening. And that's why I swung first pitch third at bat.
But from the takes one to no one column, I can't run anymore. And watching you go down the first baseline was not awe-inspiring. So, you're not winning running.
Okay.
Jack might not be fast either, but Jack is going to beat you in a race.
Okay. Like, no 31-year-old is that slow, honestly. Yeah. I don't think there is a 31-year-old alive who is that slow.
Yeah. No. So
Todd Pratt was, but that's okay.
You need to win tennis.
Yep.
You have to win, otherwise it's over.
I will win.
And if you do win tennis, then yeah, I think you can win at basketball. Because Jack didn't, we knew Jack was a baseball player. He played on the collegiate level. And he looked like a collegiate level baseball pitcher yesterday. You looked like a guy who hadn't played since the sixth grade. It turned out to what it should be. Nobody's got any idea what kind of basketball player Jack is.
No, we really don't.
None.
No.
None.
No.
So I'm absolutely giving you a shot at basketball. No shot whatsoever at running,
okay.
But a shot at basketball. So if you are being honest and you're as good in tennis as you kind of are saying you are, then yeah, I think you got a chance to win.
Thank you. I'm not saying I'm great at tennis. I'm saying I'm decent at tennis, and if he stinks at tennis, I'll win. That's like if he's decent at tennis, then it could go either way. I just don't know. I know this. I'm decent at tennis.
Okay.
Decent. So if he, because it sounds like he's not good the way he has presented it.
Well, it sounds like he just doesn't play much.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. much. Like, yeah. He said he hadn't played since he's 8.
Yeah, that's so, like, a long time.
So he doesn't play.
Yeah, I mean, that would be he doesn't play. Yeah. So that's what's giving
now,
me...
Now, outside of serving, I think you can, if you're athletic and, you know, see ball, hit ball,
yep.
I think you can get by in tennis if as long as he can get serving down, I think he can have a chance without being
could.
A tennis
Difficult.
Player. Look, but it's the serving part, yeah.
Next 2 weeks or so, 3 weeks, he could
How's
I guess, learn
serve?
It. I mean, I'm decent. You know, I mean, I'd say everything in tennis for me is decent. I'm not great. I'm decent.
No, I could return. I always struggle with the serve.
Yeah. It all comes down to the serve. Yeah.
All right. And I disagree with that, by the way.
Really?
So, yeah. So the approach I had yesterday.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people thought I would take a lot of pitches, and early especially, I did. Let's listen to Spike and Ike and Fritz's show from yesterday and something that they discussed with my approach.
It's noon. Jack steps up to the mound, and I think we had known, we had all theorized, that Joe DiCamera was not going to take his bat off his shoulder if he didn't have to. He was going to make Jack throw strikes. You knew that, right, Fritz?
Yeah, I
know. And quite honestly, that would have been my game plan, too.
Yep.
Make him throw strikes first.
Well, and, you know, DiCamera, rather, had a hitting coach.
He did.
And I asked the hitting coach afterwards. I was like, did you tell him not to take the bat off his shoulder? And he's like, we were going to take a patient approach the entire time.
Say what, he's hiring some high-level people.
He is.
I mean, that guy seems like a local legend. Everyone talks to him like, that guy's the best hitting coach in the area.
Yeah, and by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he got DiCamera to put the bat on the ball.
He did.
And that did happen.
It did happen. So, shockingly.
All right, so I want to say something here, and it's a big old shout-out to Mr. Tim Johnson. Let me say this before I go forward. So Tim Johnson's my hitting coach. Now, I know people are going to say, well, you didn't get on base. I beg people, please do not hold this against Tim Johnson. Awesome guy, awesome hitting coach. I really did learn a lot from him in about the last 2 weeks. Unfortunately, it was on me that I didn't put it in play. I really didn't. But I want to give him a shout-out because I want to encourage parents to get your kids to him. He's a legit hitting coach in the area. He works out of Ambler. The name of his spot is L1 Ambler Sports Academy. Once again, L1 Ambler Sports Academy. He played double-A ball for the Houston Astros. He was drafted out of the area in the 7th round back in 2005. Played 8 years minor leagues. I mean, 4 years Astros minor league, 4 years independent league, including with Camden for a couple years there. Great guy. Knows baseball. By the way, teaches softball as well. So he can teaches a ton of kids in the area.
Well, what Jack said was true. I talked to, I'm not kidding, like 10 different people yesterday. It was like, this is the best hitting coach you will ever find. It was overwhelming.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it was wild. Like people on the other team, people in the stands who knew he was.
Yeah.
Like, it was wild. He has an amazing reputation.
Yeah, I'm really, really glad. I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but I'm glad people in the area knew of him as much as they did. So, if you got a son or daughter that loves to play baseball, get to Tim Johnson because he can really help you out. And the website, let me tell you, is l1sports.com. L1sports.com. Phone number to reach him is 215-628-2100. 215-628-2100. And he can, so someone from our sales department, head of sales actually, knows him very well, connected me with him. And I want to give him a shout out. L1sports.com, 215-628-2100. Final thing I want to say, because he did a great job with me. I did not put it in play. But I asked him to just shoot me a text with a little information. And Jody, this is cool because parents will dig hearing this. This is what he wrote to me. He said, I've been teaching in Ambler for 15 years now. I love what I do and being able to give back to my community and help young boys and girls. I teach baseball and softball, hitting, pitching, and fielding. So he's legit. He's a quality person and will be excellent if you have a son or daughter that wants to do more in baseball or softball. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. So gratifying to see so many yesterday. Not gratifying for me to lose, especially in the horrendous form and fashion that I did, but all credit to Fritz. He flat out got the job done. Let's get to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning.
What up, Joe? What's going on, buddy? Good morning, team. Good morning. Whoever's in the studio today.
Good morning, Chuck.
Let me say this, Joe. I was very impressed.
Oh, Chuck, hold on 1 second. Let me put you on hold for 1 second because your phone's breaking up. I'm going to come right back to you. I want to get you and give you good time. We'll get right back to you. Nick in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, morning team. How is everybody today?
Fantastic, buddy.
All right. Good job, Joe, getting that one victory. I think that's going to mean everything, and I do believe in you. I think that with tennis and basketball coming up, you have a great shot.
Nick, here's my prediction. I win tennis, I win basketball, but here's the next and very important prediction because I want Fritz to dwell on this. When he walks off the basketball court, a loser overall, he will be kicking himself for having lost Goff the way he did. Goff is the Goff will be. Jody, remember when the Flyers lost the Stanley Cup in 2010? And we kind of knew they lost the cup because they lost game one. Remember in game one of the 2010 cup, the Flyers had two goal leads. And they lost that game one of the Blackhawks 6-5, same night Halliday pitched the perfect game. And the whole series, it's like if the Flyers lose this series, it's going to be because of game one. That's to me what this Fritz thing is. He's going to lose overall, and he's going to lose overall because of game one.
I remember that game, and you're right. It was a major downer.
Because if you lose two, if you lose a game one when you have two different two goal leads, that hurts, man.
But
that hurts.
The one thing is, and I know this is going to annoy every single Flyer
Michael
fan
Layton?
On the planet who likes me. No, I didn't think they were going to beat the Blackhawks anyway.
Well, they weren't
and
supposed
the same
to.
Thing
they weren't supposed to.
When they played the Red Wings and the Stanley, everybody was pumped up. We're going to beat the Red Wings.
Yeah, that was different.
Macnow and I were doing a show together at the time. We did a show from City Hall, the courtyard.
I was there.
And the Flyer fans were there, and they were going. And Eddie Hospodar was sitting next to me. We had him on as guest. And his leg is going the whole time. He's banging his leg. And he's so into it. I'm going, oh, my God, and I'm going to pick the Red Wings at the end of this thing. I might not make it home alive. And I did, and I picked the Red Wings, and I didn't beat the Red Wings. I didn't think they were going to beat the Blackhawks either. I wanted them to. Yeah. I was rooting them to, but when you're on the air, you got to give your honest opinion.
You do. Blackhawks,
I'm not a Homer wave the pom-poms kind of guy.
I guess.
I'm
you.
More of a pom-pom waver for you than anything else.
Thank you.
And I didn't think they were going to beat the Blackhawks. So I see the comparison you're trying to make.
Yeah.
It's different because I do actually believe you got a chance to win this. So, yeah, Fritz is going to look back and go, oh, my God, what the hell did I do?
I'm telling you, he's going to kick himself on God. All right, Nick, what do you got on the Eagles, my man? 12 days from the start of training camp, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I think Ed from Phoenixville was dead on with Jordan Davis needing to take that next leap and feeling confident in him. I feel the same about Nolan Smith, and that's my guy to watch this year. I think he's going to have a monster season. But I'm really I think a little progression from the Eagles offense and a slight regression from the Eagles defense is my expectation. I'm concerned a little bit about special teams, and should they bring in a kicker just to compete with Elliott, not necessarily to replace him?
You know,
him?
I forgot about that. You're right. That was really
it was a thing
bizarre.
During part of the year.
Nick, here's what I know from 2021, I believe it was. You might remember Jake Elliott struggled that year by his usual standard, and I was told privately by someone that they didn't like the holder, who was the punter, and that's why they switched punters, who's the holder. And then Jake Elliott came back the next year, I think next 2 or 3 years, and was banging him through normal rate. I don't know what last year was, man.
Well, they got rid of the long snapper. They did the same thing this year. Elliott has been on the record saying that he thinks they moved on from Rick Lovato because that hurt Jake Elliott last year, and Jake wanted to move on.
Well,
that is what Elliott believes happened.
Then that could be dead on because that would follow suit when they got
literally
rid of the punter.
With what you just talked about. Same thing with the longs. I mean, they moved on from Rick Lovato. It was a two-time champion long snapper, been here forever. Like, that was weird, right? That they just moved on from him and had this other guy.
And Nick, let me give you a little backstory evolution of the kicking game. As David Akers told me, me and David Akers were together about 4 or 5 years ago doing an event, and I said to him, like, how in the world has field goal kicking gone up such a huge percentage from 20, 30, 40? Like, how? What the heck? And he gave me like 5 or 6 reasons, and it all made such sense. And one of them, because if you remember, the holder used to be a backup quarterback, typically.
Sure.
And the long snapper used to be just a guy, like a tight end, an offensive lineman. And so one of the main things he said is they started having these specialty guys, and it let the kicker get in such a better rhythm when the rest of the team is practicing. You just got these three other guys that just go over on side field themselves and can work on the mechanics. And that was one of a couple of different things he said that, you know, obviously training and all that. And but the point is that stuff is so critical. And so them getting rid of Lovato, maybe it is that. Let's put it this way. Let's hope it's that simple.
And here was an interesting, because I saw it posted on Bleeding Green Nation, that Bo Allen had mentioned on Chris Long's podcast.
Yep.
He does, you know, the, I can't think of the name of it right now, but
Green Light,
that's it. That Elliott was playing through an injury in 2024. We never heard, I don't recall us hearing anything about it, but it's just what Bo Allen
said. And that
said.
Would make a lot of sense because he was too young to just fade that dramatically. Nick, give me an answer. Who or what is silly but fun?
You may not come across it too often, but if you do, I guarantee you it's just as fun and silly as when you were a kid, Joe. Getting your hands on a whoopee cushion, man.
That's a pretty good answer.
That is a very good answer.
That's pretty solid right there. I got no issue with that answer. All right, Jody, I do got issue with the fact that we might have gotten a little too excited too early with Mr. Zach Painter.
Andrew.
Excuse me, Andrew. Who's Zach Painter?
Zach Wheeler. I guess I just combined the two.
Yeah,
we'd like hopeful, to combine
Freudian, big time Freudian slip yeah. right there.
Yes.
Holy mackerel. So, Mac, man, I'm going to ask you this question, but I'm going to give you some stats before you answer the question. So the question is going to be, are we going to see Andrew Painter with the Phillies big league club this year other than a September call-up? When, you know, they bring up 5 to 7 guys to say, all right, we get to expand the roster. And okay, other than September call-up, what I'm framing this as are we going to see Painter in July or August or October? Okay, that's the question. Now, let me just, before you answer that, give some basic facts here. So in Andrew Painter's last outing.
You determined to make it a second coming of Zach Wheeler, yes.
Well, I think we all have been. So in his last outing, he pitched 5 1/3 innings, which is the most he's pitched. He gave up 5 earned runs. The prior outing was 5 innings. He gave up 4 earned runs. The prior inning, prior outing was 4 1/3, gave up 2 earned runs. Not bad. Not great, but not bad. The prior outing, he pitched 5 innings, gave up 4 earned runs. And I could keep going back. And he was a little better prior to that. They're trying to stretch him out here a little bit as he gets, you know, deeper into the season and further away from the Tommy John surgery. And obviously the purpose has been to try to get him up here this year. And it's been incredibly interesting listening to Rob Thompson, kind of like spokesman for the organization, answering questions almost on a weekly basis about Andrew Painter's last start. And he gives you a detailed answer, and he talks about they could bring him up. So, Jody, as we sit here on July 10th, I'm starting to wonder whether they will. I'll ask the question. Question 3 to MacMan in our 5 questions today. Do we see Painter in July, August, or October this year?
I don't know, but you want me to speculate, I will. Not a problem.
Gut feeling.
And, oh, by the way, needs to be reiterated. When we had Ben in here yesterday, and he said, well, you don't know that they're not having him work on stuff.
Yep, he said that.
That he's just... on the bad innings, maybe they want him to double down on his fastballs, and they're figuring him out. We should be past that stage by now. That's okay.
I agree with that.
He comes back in April. You do it all April, into May, maybe part of June. We're now sneaking up on midway through July.
We're where he was supposed to be. Like here, like right
yes,
around now.
July-ish
Philly.
Is what
All-Star
they say.
Break.
Yeah, feel like Citizens Bank Park.
We're 4 days away from the All-Star break, and he's still working through some things. That's not a good time. First of all, if it's right, I don't know. Maybe Ben has inside information I don't have. I don't know. I think that was Ben just trying to defend him a little bit. Either way, whether it is actually happening or they think he needs it, that's not a good sign. So I don't think there's any chance we see him in July. I think that horse is already out of the barn. August is the first possibility. And, yeah, I think he's got to have a show-me game down in AAA for it to happen. He's got to go 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 6 or 7 Ks, no walks. He's got to put up a Lizardo-like yesterday game in AAA before they even think about calling
him. I think more than one. Look, I'm struck by the fact Rojas came up here and stunk. Abel came up here, was really good, and then like kind of stunk, and they had to send him back. Like he's the best Phillies prospect they've had in a long time, probably since Cole and Chase and Ryan Howard.
And Don Brown.
Yeah, but better than Don Brown.
No, Don Brown was a top 3 prospect in the sport. He was. It didn't turn out, but I'm talking just pure rankings. Like, Don Brown was right up there with Mike Trout and Bryce Harper and all that stuff. Well, like, Don Brown was a legit, legit prospect.
You
didn't
are
work
correct.
Out, but I'm just telling you. I know I'm correct. I know I'm right.
Do we see Painter in August?
I don't know. Honestly,
which, by the way, is when Nola's supposed to come back also.
He's only 22 years old. Let's remember that. Like, you know, I mean, Abel's young at 23 coming up. 22 is really young for a pitcher. I mean, Jody did that stat earlier this year when he was with us. Talk was that four guys who are 21 or younger in the sport right now are everyday players.
Right.
So it's young. He's 2 years
removed. We might have gotten a little carried away.
Yeah, he's 2 years removed from Tommy John surgery. It usually takes about 2 years in full for them to get back, not just the velocity, but the control, the ability. He's 22. Like, I wouldn't expect him to be fully back to where he's going to be 2 years after Tommy John. Like, I really wouldn't. So, yeah.
Would you trade him?
I don't know. I would lean towards not trading him.
I'm with James. But
if there's a massive deal out there where you can really fill holes that you're outfielder and a reliever type move, I would have to consider it.
But it's got to be like a star.
Well, this is what he posted this morning for all the contenders.
Who's this?
Jeff Passan, ESPN. Yeah, yeah. And for the Phillies, you know, obviously bullpen and outfield. He said the best match, both from Cleveland, would be Emmanuel Clase and
Stephen Kwan.
So, you know, your bullpen, your outfielder. Here's what he wrote in here. He said, so maybe it would take Painter, maybe Aiden Miller, maybe Justin Crawford. And he,
what about Fritz? Can we trade Fritz and stuff?
Yeah, we can trade
Please.
Fritz.
I think it would take Painter to do something like this.
Yeah, he said, you know, obviously here's what he says. Phillies window is closing. Bullpen is not suited to win a playoff series, let alone the World Series.
Mm. Yeah, see, I don't agree with that. Jeff Passan.
Too strong.
Where do you come off with the Phillies window is closing?
I agree with that.
That means to me, this year or done.
Yeah, not true.
If you say that, this is the only year, and then you more than 50% have to consider a rebuild during this offseason to go forward. No, that's just not accurate.
It's not accurate.
But this group's window is closing. It might be. We don't know, but it might be.
Yeah, but you know what? John Middleton's pocketbook isn't closing.
His pocketbook was closed this year.
He'll crank it back up. He's going to lose JT's salary.
He's as much a fault for this season as anybody else.
I think JT's going to be back, buddy.
Well, if he is, it's a one-year deal. I don't think he gets 2 years.
Might get two.
I'm not giving it to him.
I wouldn't either. No, I'm just, if I had to predict right now what happens, I would guess JT gets 2 years.
All right, so we got two different Twitter poll
questions.
And
you know why you could be right, James? Catching in baseball, Marshawn aside, who Joe took a shot at yesterday. Catching in baseball is nothing special. You other than Cal Raleigh, you have to look to find all-star level type. They're not there.
Agree.
So while JT is coming back to the pack and doing so pretty quickly, he's not the worst catcher in baseball.
No, he's not.
He used to be, the announcers used to say it once every 5 days, the best catcher in baseball. He's not that anymore, but he's still top half.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe even top 12. So if he wants to come back and he's reasonable on an ask, he very well could be back here next year.
All right, two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make sure you check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. ArminChevy.com. Together, let's try a poll question. Who's most likely to start a playoff game this year for the Phils? Lizardo, Nola, or Painter? I expect Painter at this point to be in third place for that poll, but we'll see. Second poll question, were you, like me, surprised that Jack threw such a high percentage of strikes yesterday? Jack was great yesterday. Congrats to him on an outstanding outing. Yes or no for Fritz pumping in those strikes? Let's go back to the phones. Chuck from Mount Airy's phone was breaking up the first time. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, and ladies in the studio, too. Hey, listen, Joe, I want to say, first of all, I was very impressed with you yesterday. Listen, I got a few things I want to get to, right? But when WIP does something, they do it big. Yesterday, I couldn't even get out the parking lot when I left. So
that was amazing. You got caught in that, too? It took me 20 minutes to get to the blue route, which coming there, it took me 3. To get back to the blue route is 20, 25 minutes. Couldn't get out of that school.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Jody, I couldn't get out of school to save my life. I'm making U-turns, going. I felt like I was in a real Phillies game. You know what I mean? So the crowd was really out there, man. And I tell you, listen, you know, Jack did an awesome job. Joe, I was impressed by you, Joe. But I don't know why you switched it. You know, you should have stayed, you know.
I just didn't play well. I mean, listen, Chuck, I appreciate your kind words. I didn't play well. And I know I can play better, and I know I can hit right and left, and I just didn't. I mean, it's not an excuse making. It's a factual reality. Jack was superb yesterday, much, 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 much better than me. But I know I can be better. I just wasn't.
But we got a series now. I mean, you know, the umpire didn't help you. Now, I mean, he was far from impartial. That's just,
yeah, he was good. He did good.
You know, yeah, he didn't do bad, but you know, he was far from impartial. But I mean, listen, we got a series now, and you know, 1-1, and we go from there. All right, and I tell you, the basketball, I'm going to be out there too. If you guys have something for that, I want to see the basketball.
Well, that's going to be nuts.
That'll be a thing.
Because if we're 2-2, and I think we will be going into basketball. That is going to be...
Yeah, that'll be, yeah, for all the marbles. But listen, I want to say a few things real quick. I mean, training camps...
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, I just want to say this, right? I'm looking forward to Jalen this year. And I know it sounds odd because he's a Super Bowl MVP and he won a Super Bowl, but I'm looking forward to him taking that next step. You know, I don't want no questions next year about our quarterback, you know, and I think the world of the guy. I think he's a top three quarterback in this league. I just, you know, I'm looking for about 4,500 yards passing this year, you know, 27 to 28 touchdowns throwing, you know, and I just think he's going to take that next step, man. I you know, he's shown us time and time again since he's been here from college on up that he's always improved. And he always gets better, and he's never satisfied. And I just, he has that gene in him where I just think he just,
he's got a great attribute with that, Chuck. He's really well wired in that way.
I'm looking forward to this offense, you know, taking the next step. I think the defense is going to take a step back because we lost a lot of players. But I don't think it's going to be bad because I think a Vic Fangio defense is going to always be, you know, at least a top 10 defense. But I think the offense is going to be so dynamic this year. I can't wait. And I say a repeat. I think we're going for a repeat. But I just want to say one thing about the Phillies.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper, and you're going to hear it right now, he's going to go nuclear, crazy, in the next few weeks, okay? This is on Dave. Dave, if you got to go all in this year. I don't want you sitting on your hands. You know, when you got the possibility of Bryce getting healthier and healthier, and I got all the confidence in the world of the guy, especially in the postseason, you got to go all in, man, with this pitching staff. And with a superstar like Bryce, he's not getting no younger. Give it a try, man. You know what I mean? There's nobody in the NL that I fear, you know, that we can't beat in a playoff series when you got Bryce playing, you know, who's going to be playing the way he's playing. And you got the possibility of Trey Turner following his lead and Schwarber and those guys. Add a bat to this lineup, man. A confident bat to this lineup and add something to the bullpen, man.
They need, both would really help.
Team,
yep.
Pitch your imprint on this team, man. I'm telling you. Because if you don't, it's on Dave this year.
All right, Chuck, I hear you loud and clear, my man. Silly but fun. What do you got? Like this competition with me and Fritz?
Did anybody say a trampoline?
No. Pretty good answer. It is an absurd concept. Not bad. I don't think it's going to be the winning answer, but it's pretty solid. A lot of people think I have no shot in the running competition. And I can honestly tell you... I didn't know how bad my running apparently is until I heard Spike talk about it yesterday. That's honest truth. Like John talked about years ago, he didn't know how bad he became as far as moving at the end of his football career compared to other NFL players till his dad told him. He's like, his dad told him, like, dude, you don't move anymore the way you used to. I had no idea that my running apparently is so bad. Listen to something that Spike discussed yesterday on the afternoon show.
So at bat number two, first pitch, swinging strike.
Yep.
Second pitch, Joe DeCamera, easy ground ball to third base. Third baseman takes his time, throws him out. And here's where I noticed that Joe DeCamera was in real trouble because I had to watch him run. Now, you get, as you said, I give Joe DeCamera credit. He stepped up there against a guy who had, you know, pitched in college. You know, we all say Joe's not an athlete. He's not an athlete. But, man, you can tell the guy's not an athlete by the way that he runs. He runs like somebody is holding his shoulders back.
Yeah.
He runs legs and stomach first.
Yeah, like crotch first.
Crotch first?
Yeah, like he's got a force field in front of his crotch or something.
Wow.
That's
dead on.
Was not a compliment.
That's dead on.
No. Is it dead on?
You see it every Friday.
It is a perfect description of you running. Honestly, that was my biggest takeaway, too, when you... And at first, I was like, he's got no... My very first thought was, he's going to lose the sprint by a mile. Like, I was shocked. No offense.
Okay.
I thought you did a good job otherwise.
You can say anything you want to say.
You were slower than I expected you to be.
Jody, was I slower than you would have expected me to be?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, you're much
but
slower.
But I won't be as yeah, here's the word I want to use, nasty, about your style.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
didn't look terrible.
It was just slow.
You were just slow.
I agree with Jody, because you have had the run with the belly out thing in the past. We brought that up to you before videos. I didn't feel like it was the belly out as much as it was just like laboring to get to
laboring
first base.
Laboring is a very good
right?
word, James.
Yeah.
Crotch first, crotch or crotch leading. Out, or whatever. I have never heard that.
Someone holding your shoulders back is a pretty funny way.
If somebody
to
ever watched you run, it's an apt description.
Mm. Okay, don't make a guy feel good, but I'm doing the best I can.
Start looking for the best running coach in the. in the area.
I start looking for some twin I don't know about to fill in for me. Seltzer YouTube. We get a lot of questions and comments.
Yes.
Normally more of the comment variety that come in on YouTube watchers. What are they saying today?
Let's start out with Squid Cycles. Squid says, there is no shot Joe wins anything else. Not a believer in Joe after yesterday.
That's fine. I mean, I'll take my medicine today, but I will tell you that I don't think you're speaking accurately.
Let's see what you think of Greg's comment. Greg says, who's a better pitcher, Jack Fritz or Jordan Romano? Tough beat for Jordan Romano right there, I'll tell you. Jack Fritz, an ERA of 0.00. DDS true. Points out, it's true. WP, thank you for saying this. WP33 says, the competition is a fantastic idea for the summer slow period. So that's good.
It's been fun.
Honestly, to your point, the amount of calls we get about, the amount of people there yesterday, very cool. I'm happy that people are... into the spirit of this whole, you know what
it's,
I mean?
It's been,
yesterday, because like there have been moments where it's felt a little, you know, adversarial or whatever. Yesterday was pure fun.
It was great.
It was a blast, and it felt like everyone coming together to have a good time.
I could not believe how hard it was to find a parking spot.
It was unbelievable.
It was absurd.
I had to park. They have a parking area by the field. I had to park like half a mile away in front of the school.
I was there before 11 o'clock, and I was in the second parking lot. The first one was full.
They were all not full. I got there at 11:30. They were all full by 11:30. All of them. It was crazy.
It was, and again, I keep using this word, but look, guys, I started a radio station where, you know, if the time of the day I was on, if you had, you know, 100 listeners, you didn't know, but I don't know if I have 100 listeners. So to know that that many people were there, it's very, for me personally, and I'm sure by extension for our radio station, it's a gratifying reality to know that many people care. That was really cool.
One more comment from WP33 who says, the ump wasn't that good. Late calls and some questionable calls. I personally witnessed the late calls.
Did you notice that? I did not.
No.
I didn't notice the lateness. Again, I noticed two pitches that I thought were high that were called balls. Otherwise, I thought he did a pretty
good job. Jody, should I have had that one that could have drilled me? I mean, it was going for the ribs, man. Like, is it worth the ribs?
How bad do you want to win?
Huh?
Yeah.
I said, how bad do you want to win?
I'd probably rather not have broken ribs.
I think so too. I agree.
Because Ben Davis said yesterday, the two things you don't want
ben
it to
really
hit.
Ben really psyched you out with that.
Well, your head and your ribs.
Really psyched you out with the ribs thing. You're getting a little support, though, on a certain topic. Mike Hand says, as a UPS driver, I'm with you, Joe. We know where, and he goes all caps for this. He knows where all the good bathrooms are.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me.
We got another
He's a
one.
UPS driver.
There's another one. Frank P. says, cleanest men's rooms are always TJ Maxx, Kohl's, or Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
If you need to stop, stop there.
Yeah. Trust me. It's not about UPS. It's about IBS.
Yes.
All right.
One last comment from Joseph. Joseph agrees with me. He says, if you can serve in tennis, you win.
I think it's more than that, but obviously that gives you an advantage. All right, let's get to Mike calling from Delran. Michael, good morning.
How's you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, I commend you, Joe, for doing this thing. But
if you watch
Forrest Gump, the scene when he runs out of the house on super slow-mo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in trouble with running, bud.
Yeah, I probably am. I probably am.
But, all right, I mean, if you're as good at tennis, you know, maybe it'll be 2-2. But I don't know if you have a shot at basketball, bud. What do you got, take it back to the line? Like,
we haven't said. The only thing we've said is that it'll be 1-on-1 up to 11. Now, what we got to determine is it win by two? Are you, you know, are we counting, you know, threes as twos? The nature of fouls and a ref, the nature of, are you taking it back to the free throw line or the 3-point line? Like, these are all things we still got to determine. But the basic thing we know is 1-on-1 to 11. And make it take, it's another thing we got to determine.
Good luck, man. I'm definitely going to try to make it to the basketball. I think I want to go watch that.
Good.
Yeah, so I called on Monday. We were talking about the Phillies and, James, we were talking about Bryce Harper, right? Like, you know, that was a big night for him last night. It was good to see. It was good to, you know, to come back that way after such a devastating loss the night before. They could have easily got swept. So, I mean, you know, kudos to them for at least getting the bats going yesterday. And as far as the Eagles go, dude, 12 days. 12 days, yeah. Man. I can't wait. I am so pumped. Like, I'm so excited because for some, like, I feel like, I guess Chuck said it earlier, it is a repeat. Like I don't see anybody else in the NFC that can even hold a candle to this team. I think we're the best team in football, and I cannot wait.
Look, Mike, I don't say this to throw cold water on you. I'm just saying I encourage you to brace yourself for this likelihood. It'll be harder than you think.
So I understand that, but like you said earlier, you know, we only won, what, one game after one playoff game? Right?
Yeah, after the four prior times being in the Super Bowl, yeah.
And it's also said that a lot of teams don't even make it to the playoffs after a Super Bowl run, right? And we made it three.
I don't know about that. The losing team of the Super Bowl often doesn't. The winning team, I think, often does.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to get back, but I'm just excited. And something that's goofy but fun,
sure.
It's probably not the winner, but it's still funny to me, is how pissed off little kids get when you do the, oh, got your nose.
Yeah, it is funny.
All right, Mike, good phone call, man.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.